This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, February 25. Come and share. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 25. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 bags more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Come and share your master's happiness. That is what the master says to the 2 servants who manage their talents well. In this parable, the master not only says, "Well done," but he also adds a reward, an invitation. Come and share your master's happiness. That's quite the invitation for a master to extend to a servant. The servant is not likely even to expect praise for a job well done. After all, it is his duty to serve to the best of his ability. But to also be welcomed in to share in his master's happiness? That's unheard of. Yet, that's the way it is for us. Our Lord and Master expects us to live faithfully and loyally as stewards of the resources and talents he has provided us. But even more, he also gives us the ability to do these things. Have you ever made a meal for someone who needed support? Or have you visited a person confined to their home? Or have you housed someone who needed a place to sleep? That was the work of the Spirit of God in you, showing others his love. God even gives us a feeling of well-being when we do something good for someone. How awesome that he still shows us what we have done well, and that he invites us to share in his happiness now and forever. Share God's love with a neighbor today, and share in God's blessings and happiness. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your love, and guide us to share it freely. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.